Listening to the Children's Hour, you just heard The Wise Channel with Just Being Me from All the Feels. And we're thinking about being ourselves today on the show, how important it is to be authentic to who you are. There are educational materials that come with this episode so it can be used in the classroom. You can find those at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode, Being Yourself. And speaking of being yourself, our guest Craig Yo is a cartoonist, a writer, a publisher, the author of Captain LOL and Rubber Chicken Har Har, which is his latest book. And he was the general manager of the Muppets, worked on Nickelodeon and many shows that kids love. The kids' crew still have a lot of questions for you.
What is your favorite Muppet?
Well, I would have to say there was a Muppet called Animal. He was a wild drummer in a band.
I have him.
You do?
You now know where Animal is. He's at Amaya's house.
Oh, Amaya, that is awesome. I haven't seen Animal in ages.
Is this the guy?
That's the guy.
That's Animal. Animal, I haven't seen you in ages. How have you been?
Did you ever get to work with Kermit the Frog?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Kermit and I would work, and then we'd take off a little bit and go to lunch and eat some flies. I never really liked eating flies, but Kermit turned me on to that delicacy. Have you ever eaten a fly, Amaya?
No.
Kermit clued me into the fact that flies are actually quite a delicious delicacy, so you might
check. Kermit's my favorite Muppet, so.
Oh, everybody loves Kermit.
Can you even understand what Beaker is saying?
Sometimes you kind of have to have a translator, yeah, to know exactly what Beaker's trying to communicate. That's part of his personality. That's who he is. Beaker is himself and celebrates himself, as we all should. We need to take a lesson from Beaker and other Muppets and be thankful for ourselves and love the fact that we're unique. You know, sometimes yourself might be wild. Other kids, other adults might be more the quiet type, but embrace that. No matter who you are, you don't need to be somebody else. You don't need to be Beaker or Animal or Kermit the Frog or some other kid you admire at school that might be sitting next to you. You just sit in your own seat and be your own self and love yourself. And then others will be loving you because you have that unique personality that they're embracing.
You really never know if the kid that you admire so much that you're trying to be like is actually trying to be like you.
Right. And you're kind of wasting your time comparing yourself with other people. Just work on being yourself, having fun.
So what Muppet do you want to try to make next?
Certainly, there's all kinds of possibilities. In fact, you might take up your pencil today and you start creating some Muppets. I think rather than me create some, I'm putting it in your lap, my friend. Why don't you start creating some Muppets or some other kinds of characters? Create your own superheroes. Draw your own comic book. You'll have a blast doing that. You'll have tons of fun. My superheroes are silly. That's their purpose in life, to make the world safe for silliness. But your superheroes might want to help the environment or help people to love each other and get along or to fight climate change. That's up to you. You figure out who they are and what they do and how they interact with each other and how they defeat those evil, dastardly villains. Why don't you do that? Maybe you can send me some of the drawings.
That's a great idea. We're posting links and more information about Captain Lull and the Rubber Chicken Har Har at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Being Yourself. Also, you'll find our learning guide. And in our learning guide, you'll have the opportunity to make your own Muppet. This is Mega Rant right here on the Children's Hour.
I like it a lot. All my friends tell me, don't you know it's fake? I like what I like. I didn't come to debate. I enjoy weird things. Yeah, I used to be afraid, or better yet, ashamed, that people would tease me when they came to my house and saw my video games, telling me to grow up, start acting my age, or say I'm too old to be dancing on stage. Blue hair, retro tees out in public, feeling like I'ma get punished. Wouldn't life be boring if everybody does it? Bust it. You ain't gotta like it, cause Rand gon' love it. The hardest thing to do doesn't need help. It's in a world of copycats trying to be yourself. And you can do it too. When you win, I win. And I'm oh so happy with the skin I'm in. You were worthy, you were loved. You were you, and you're enough. And I came to tell you not to give up.
And you don't stop.
You were special, you were tough. You were you, and you're enough. And I came to tell you not to give up. Do you believe in magic? Well, I sure do. Cause I believe that there's magic inside you. Now, can you make magic? Well, I try to. Spellbinding every day with my crew. Believe in my heart, in the spark that ignites. The idea that binds and climbs to new heights. With no room for doubt when it's time to soar. So open the windows, unlock the doors, and believe in yourself. Trust in your flow. Believe that the seed that you plant, it will grow. Believe in your team. Practice and strive. Many minds, one goal. Keeping the dream alive. Hey, you might not agree with me, but I'm only here because someone believed in me. When we come together, we come correct. Because you deserve love and respect. So never forget. You were worthy. You were loved. You were you. And you're enough. And I came to tell you not to give up. You were tough, you were you, and you're enough. And I came to tell you not to give up.
Hello, my name is Evander.
This is Amaya from the Children's Hour.
And now here's an honest review of Captain Lull and Rubber Chicken. Captain Lull and Rubber Chicken is a compilation of dad joke comics.
It's a dad joke book. It's got, like, so many jokes in it.
Captain Lull and his son Rubber Chicken are superheroes with the power of telling hilarious jokes. They go through many different dad jokes as the book progresses.
When you open the first page of the book, you need to be ready. Because unlike any other joke book, he says, this joke book is only for kids and mature adults. Now that just gets me. The illustrations in the book are phenomenal.
I also like how the book has a hole through it. Each different page comes with a doodle with something to do with the hole. The art style makes the book feel more dad-like.
My own personal favorite joke is, why did the cookie go to the doctor? Because the cookie was feeling crummy.
My favorite joke in the book is, how does a turtle protect himself on a bike ride? with a shelmet.
This one's really corny, so get ready. When does a joke become a dad joke? When it becomes a parent!
Overall, I love this book, and I give it a solid 10 out of 10.
I would definitely recommend this book to anyone who loves to laugh. When I finished reading this book, I was literally on the floor laughing and rolling around.
Thank you for listening to my review of Captain Lull and Rubber Chicken, published by Cider Mill Press, written and illustrated by Craig Gill. For the Children's Hour, this is Evander Williams Hobbs.
For the Children's Hour, this is Amaya.
What's the funniest laugh you've ever heard? Because that's pretty funny.
'Til you tooted just a little bit and kept laughing 'cause you knew you wasn't through with it, and kept laughing until the tears started to fall. You keep laughing 'cause you know you're having a ball. Everybody around starts to laugh too. It's contagious. I wasn't even trying to make you laugh, but then I started laughing again because your laugh made me laugh. And that's the way it is with your friends, 'cause your friends know just what to do. And I love it 'cause it makes me feel good to let it out. I let it all out. I'm rolling on the floor. Yeah, that's what it's about. Joking with your friends, hanging with your mom. Dad makes a joke and the joke goes on and on. Knock, knock. Who's there? Abby. Abby who? Happy birthday to you. LOL. Laugh out loud. Ha, ha, ha. Now spread it around. Can bring me down when I'm LOLing with you. Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, hee hee hee. Ooh wee, ha ha ha, hee hee hee. LOLing with you. Yeah, you gotta love it. A big laugh? What if you could hug it when you're feeling down or feeling sad? You wish your laugh would come around and make you glad. Yeah, what if a laugh was like the wind? You could feel it when it's blowing on your skin. It might tickle like a giggle. I like a giggle that makes your body wiggle. Wiggle to the left, then we wiggle to the right. Wiggle till we giggle and we laughing all right. Laughing all night, laughing all day. Yeah, I really love it when we laughing this way. Like ha ha ha, ho ho ho. LOLing with you. LOL. Laugh out loud. Ha ha ha. Now spread it around. Nothing in the world can bring me down when I'm LOLing with you. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Hee hee hee. Ooh wee. Ha ha ha. Hee hee hee. LOLing with you. LOL. Laugh out loud. Ha ha ha. Now spread it around. Nothing in the world can bring me down when I'm LOLing with you. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho.
That's Divinity Rocks right here on the Children's Hour. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're thinking about being yourself, your true self, and holding on to that and carrying it through your whole life. Our guest has done just that. His name is Craig Yeo. He's had quite the storied career. He's been a comedian and a cartoonist and a project manager for entities like Sesame Street and The Muppets and Nickelodeon and many, many more. You heard a book review of his latest work, Captain Lull and Rubber Chicken Har Har. The kids still have a few more questions for you, Craig. I'm glad you're still with us. And let's go on over to Xander.
Why do you think people love The Muppets so much?
Well, I think because they're so fun and they're so colorful and they all are unique and they embrace being themselves. So we kind of see ourselves in them. Believe it or not, there are role models, you know, as far as being yourself and embracing that and coming together as very different people. Some are blue, some are yellow, some are green. And it's not easy being green. Yet they come together and work as a team and respect each other and love each other. And together they're stronger than just being singular, and they work together really as a great group. So I think they're someone to look up to and model ourselves after, because they're all different colors, shapes, and sizes, and they work great together and love each other. And so we need to do that ourselves, right? With our classmates and our friends and our family, recognize that we're different, but work together.
Our guest, Craig Yeo. You can find links and pictures and a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Being Yourself. And talk about inspiring people to be yourself. Craig Yeoh, we've loved being with you. I hope every kid who's a class clown hears this interview and learns that there's a career out of that.
To all you class clowns and to Katie and all the kids here today, thank you for this wonderful and great pleasure.
We're going to go out with one more. This is Flea Bite. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, along with help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Chad Shear is our engineer at Outpost, and Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. You can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode Being Yourself.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.